David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. And today I'm so excited because we have Dr. Susan Landers. Now, I want to just inform you that Dr. Susan Landers is part of our podcast community. She has her own show on our channel, and you can see her. She is everywhere. If you type her name in, you will find her podcast. She has great podcasts and great information to share. And today she wants to talk about how to deal with holiday stress. And this is something that I think everybody could use a little advice on, especially during the holidays where people tend to stress the most and there's so many things to consider. Well, she has a lot of great tools and tips to share with you today. And if you like this, follow our channel because there'll be a lot more similar to this, and I hope you enjoy it. Well, Dr. Susan, I love having you on the show. You're just a pleasure to work with, and I am so happy that you decided to talk about how to handle holiday stress. You know, tell everybody, if they haven't heard about you briefly, a little about yourself, and then let's get into it because I want to hear,
okay,
how do we deal with this?
Yeah, we're all exhausted already, and it's not even Christmas yet. I am a retired neonatologist. I worked in the NICU for 34 years. I love taking care of sick babies and moms and their families. And once I retired, I wrote a memoir called So Many Babies that tells a lot of NICU stories, and it tells a lot of working mom stories. I developed a newsletter on Substack called Moms Matter. And my podcast here with Stacey Chalemi is also called Moms Matter because they do. And whether it's a woman listening or a man, a husband, a partner, we need to recognize that moms carry a very heavy emotional load all the time. Mm-hmm. They're always thinking about the kids, the laundry, the soccer game, the school project, the teacher gifts. The list is endless. But at Christmas time, at Hanukkah time, around the holidays, this goes up exponentially. We've got the decorations, we've got the gifts, we've got the baking, we've got the class parties, we've got the performances at the end of the year. Right. Your husband comes home and says, oh yeah, my office party is tonight. Did I forget to tell you? And you say, well, my department party is this afternoon. There's no way we can do both. And so we know that everything, all the stresses of our busy lives pile on top of us during the holidays. Yeah. If you want to do decorations, if you want to buy gifts, and if you want to see your kid in that Christmas performance, yeah, you've got to carve out time to do those things.
Right.
You're already working. You're already running your household, whether you're a mom or a dad. The best way to carve out time for all the holiday tasks, mm-hmm, is to sit down, breathe, and make some lists. Mm-hmm. I'm a great list maker. I've always used to-do lists, and my millennial daughter keeps a to-do list on her phone, but I still write them out by hand because I'm old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. If you write your to-do list and if you keep a family calendar, everybody in the family knows when the things are due. Everybody knows when the parties are. Everybody knows when you've got to get the cookies in. And your husband won't forget to have told you when the office party is. And you'll know that you've got to take the kids shopping for the teacher Christmas gifts before a certain date. If you've written it down, if you're keeping a family calendar, your first thing is to sit down, assess the situation. What are you going to be able to really do that month?
Right.
You breathe, you tell yourself, there's some things I've got to get done. And then you really think about, what can I let go this month? You know, when we're overloaded, it's really important to say, I don't need to worry about the laundry, and I don't really need to worry about another thing that's due at work. If someone asks me for a new project or to get going on something in addition, I'm going to say, no, I'm really busy and I've got too much going on. Your self-assessment while you're sitting, while you're thinking and breathing, your self-assessment is one of the most important tools for you this month. It's just so crucial. And many of us just do not sit down and breathe and take time for ourselves. I have always said self-care is not a luxury, self-care is a necessity. And moms and dads, moms especially during the holiday season, have to do something that helps them recharge, helps them maintain their energy. It might be walking around the block, it might be having coffee with a friend, it might be doing some deep breathing exercises at the end of the day, it might be playing an instrument. Each of us has a different formula for handling our stress, but recognizing that self-care and using those methods to handle our stress is crucial during this time. If we try to do everything, Stacy, you raised a family. You cannot do everything at the holidays that you do all year long because holidays add on.
They do.
And your partner acts like, well, I don't know. You didn't tell me that. I mean, are you sure that you told me about that? Do we really have to go do that? And so a lot of negotiating happens around the holidays. There may be parties you don't want to go to. There may be some teacher gift that you're not so sure you want to give your kid the 10 bucks to buy. And so all those things require thinking and emotions and discussion. So self-care is so important during the month of December, and it doesn't take a lot of time, especially if you have something that recharges your batteries. Another thing that I like to tell moms to do is to recognize their signs and signals that they're overdone. For me, when I was overdone, maybe I'd had a busy work day and I came home and, oh God, I gotta write these Christmas cards. Really? I mean, it happens. We're
I
all
know.
there.
I'm laughing because it has
And
happened to me, so.
oh my God, I'm late. I gotta get the Christmas cards done. And so I raised my voice and I acted stressed and I snapped at somebody and I slammed a door and I fussed at the dog because he made a mess. And I knew that when I did those things, those were my signals. If I snapped at my kid or snapped at my husband or got irritated by the dog, I knew that I was overdone and that I needed to sit down, take a break, do some breathing exercises, maybe meditation. Some people are very good at meditating. I discovered a new app. I love the Calm app on my phone, and they've got a 50% off sale going on right now. So if you want to try Calm, it's a good buy. There's a new app called Open, OPEN. It's also breathing and meditation and stress relief, and you can download it to your phone. So if you have an app on your phone and you know that you're overloaded, if you're recognizing your symptoms of overload, and you sit or go into a quiet room or take that break at work during the day, pull out your phone and do a meditation, do a breathing exercise. We really are so lucky to have those apps on our phone at our fingertips.
Yeah.
And if you can't afford the app, you can go online and download a meditation and
Yeah.
read it to yourself. There are lots of different ways to recharge your batteries. When I used to get so excited in the NICU, if I had a baby that was doing poorly and a mom that was upset and another family I needed to talk to, sometimes I had to go out of the NICU, walk up and down the stairs, settle myself. So I'd be gone for 5 minutes. I
Yeah.
would walk, I would think, I would deep breathe. And when I came back, my demeanor was back to calm. I was ready to do all of the things that had to be done that afternoon.
Right.
Taking short breaks throughout the day when you're at work is a great technique. If you haven't discovered that yet, please try it.
Yeah.
Taking your lunch break, taking a coffee break, walking up and down the stairs, doing some breathing exercises, those things really, really help you control your stress.
Right.
So, what other things, besides knowing the signals and the signs when you're overwhelmed, what else is important during the holiday season? Setting boundaries.
Yes.
You cannot take on anything more if you've already added holiday task. And you might need to call in help, like a babysitter.
Right.
If you can run errands better by yourself than with three kids in the back of the car, it's probably worth it to have a babysitter for 2 or 3 hours and get the errands done.
Right.
Delegating tasks to your husband, your partner, the teenager that can drive, delegating tasks and asking them to help serves two purposes. It lightens your load and it makes them feel part of the holiday experience.
Right.
If you say, "Honey, would you run to the store and get another string of lights and another set of tissue paper and one more roll of wrapping paper?" And they come back and they've done that, then they're part of the process.
Right.
Just like asking younger kids to help you bake the cookies,
Right.
they love being part of the process, and you're actually delegating part of that task to your children.
Right.
And so delegating tasks and setting boundaries are very important during this month, especially boundaries at work,
Yeah.
because you do not want to take on extra work during the holidays. What about using your support network? Your best friend, your buddy, your work colleague, that's the person that you want to talk to when you're getting overwhelmed.
Right.
That's the person you want to talk to about where to find that certain elf on the shelf thing that you're supposed to have this year.
Yeah.
That's the person who knows where the toy might be that's the most popular toy that you want to get for your son.
Right.
You've got to confide in your best friend, in your work colleague who's a good friend, and in your partner, if that's amenable. You've got to really put your heads together and sort through how things are going, how you're feeling, how you're getting things done. And if you're not getting things done, she's a perfect sounding board. So
Right.
using your support system, it might be your mother-in-law. It might be your sister. You might be doing things together.
Right.
So those things are so important. Stacy, you know, since you're a professional, time management is so crucial during this month.
Yes.
You don't want to waste any time because you have extra tasks to do.
Right.
And so you want to be really careful with your time, and you want to do get things done. Again, the to-do list is so important because you can cross things off once you've accomplished them. I loved striking things out because it made me feel like I was getting something done.
Yeah.
And then you create another list the next day, but there is some sense of accomplishment when you use a to-do list.
Right.
And better time management is so necessary. That doesn't mean you can't sit down in the middle of the day and breathe. It does not mean you can't take your coffee break and talk to your friend. Time management means you do the things that you need to do for you and your family. You're choosing how many decorations,
Right.
how many Christmas cards, how many Hanukkah gifts, whether you're baking cookies or not. You're choosing whether you're going to do Secret Santa with that person
Yeah.
or whether you're going to take your son to shop for teacher gifts. It's all your choice.
Right.
And I think moms, especially working moms, we get so wrapped up in doing everything. Is Stacy's nodding? Yes, we've
Yes.
all been there. We all want to do everything.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, you can't do everything.
Yeah.
My younger daughter just came into my house and said, "Mom, why aren't your Christmas decorations out?" And I went, "Well, actually, I hadn't had any time this week. I'm going to do it this weekend." So she had this expectation that I was supposed to be all decorated up. And I didn't feel bad when I told her, "I haven't had
Right.
any time. I'm going to do it this weekend." So I made the choice to postpone it until I had a free day and my husband could help.
Right.
So, mom, you need to choose what you want to do and not let people tell you you have to do something.
Yes.
Stacy's agreeing. Finally, the best advice to give yourself during this holiday season. Well, before I get to that's the end piece. There's one other important piece. We all love the holidays because of candlelight services and children's performances and oh, things that are really meaningful, gathering with friends and holiday parties. Pick and choose the things that make you happy.
Right.
Pick and choose the things that bring you joy.
Right.
Those things are going to fill us up, maintain our energy, make it so that we can get through this long season of stress. And through all of that, you have to remember to be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Moms and dads matter in getting all the things done for themselves and their family. Self-compassion is so crucial. Don't you think so, Stacy?
Oh, yes, 100%. It is
Giving
vital.
yourself some grace, some joy, enjoying the things. I want to go see the Nutcracker Spectacular at the high school because I loved it when my kids were in it. I don't have high school kids anymore, but whenever I went to see it, I just felt so full of Christmas,
Spirit.
magic.
Yeah.
Magic, holiday magic. So do the things that you know bring you joy and give yourself some self-compassion during this time.
Right.
I'm telling you, you can say to yourself, this is a busy month. I don't have to do everything. I'm going to be kind to myself. I'm going to get my family and my husband to help me.
Yes.
You can say those things. I promise you, you can say those things.
Right.
Stacy, what have I forgotten?
No, I think you hit everything on the ball. I really do. And I think we all have to realize that, women tend to think that they have to wear all these hats, but if you really, a wonderful holiday full of joy and magic could be, someone could become so stressed to the point where they don't even enjoy the holiday anymore. Because if you, if you're every year going overboard because you want to make it the best holiday for everybody, but then you burn yourself out, something so joyful and something that you love so much, you're going to end up hating later on because of all the stress it's caused you. And
Right.
you really have to, like you said, you have to listen to yourself and learn when your body's saying enough is enough. It's okay to stop. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to know your limitations. It's okay, like you said, instead of decorating the house during the week, you were busy, so you're going to do it during the weekend. You know, these are,
Yeah.
you know, it's what you can do, and you shouldn't have to worry about what others are going to think. It's what you know that you can do. What's best for
Right.
you is really what
Right.
matters.
We live in a comparison culture right now, and I would advise moms to stay off Instagram and
Yes.
Facebook until after the holidays. I mean, you're going to want to snap pictures of those joyful moments, but don't compare yourself to the Pinterest perfect, picture perfect mom influencer because she's probably had a professional come in to do her house.
Exactly.
I know the woman, she used to be my nanny, who decorates Kendra Scott's house. And she told me that Kendra Scott hires her and she spends 3 days every Christmas decorating her house. So those picture perfect houses are not always done by the main person who lives there.
Yes.
Please don't compare yourself to the momfluencers. This is not the time to put yourself down. This is not the time to take on more than you can do. This is the time to recognize that if you let holiday stress beat you down and ruin your sleep and make you irritable, you're not going to enjoy anything, and your kids aren't going to either.
It's 100% true. You know,
Right.
I think people really have to, like you said, not compare themselves. You know, it that's our biggest fault is people compare themselves to the Joe Schmo on the left or the Joe Schmo on the right, or they see those picture perfect Pinterest or Instagram pictures, and none of them are ever true or accurate. Very few are ever, you know, honest to the core. You know, a lot of people are get paid to make those pictures. A lot of people.
Right.
You know, if you know it's just a fact. You know, there's a lot of companies out there that want their stuff shown around the holidays, and
Yeah.
they will pay big money for these picture perfect, you know, moments. And they'll pay someone to be in the picture. That's an influencer. They'll pay someone that, you know, that to make a certain situation look good if they have a lot of followers. And people have to realize that you should just be happy with you and what you could do. And as long as the people around you love you and you love them, that's all that matters. Because that's what the holiday is about. It's about love,
Exactly.
peace, and joy. And those, you know, we have to realize what the holiday was really made for. And sometimes people lose track of what the true meaning of Christmas or Hanukkah is. And they have to really think about what those holidays really represent.
Oh, that's so well said. Thank you for saying that, because we do get so caught up in all the activities that we forget that it's about giving of ourselves to one another. It's about loving each other and being together. And those joyful moments are so precious. I went to a musical last month. It was not a Christmas thing, it was more like a Mexican musical festival that my little granddaughter was in. She's 7 years old. And I watched her. It was about 10 in the morning, and she was just so cute, dancing and singing and with her second grade class. I was transported back 30 years ago to watching my own daughter in a similar kind of performance at school, dressed up. And they looked. And my granddaughter looks just like my daughter did then. And I was filled with so much joy to have that memory come roaring back to me. It still gives me chills thinking about it because you're not going to see that, but once a year, you're not going to have that special service or that special performance or that holiday sing-along, but one time. So look at your kids, look at your husband or partner, and smile and enjoy it because that's the magic.
That is the magic, 100%. 100%. If you had to really like look back at this conversation, is there anything that you'd like to emphasize that you think is really important that people remember about holidays and about handling stress and so forth?
The single best thing you can do is sit down by yourself in a quiet place and assess how you feel. Take some deep breaths. Think about what you want to do. Write it down. If you're feeling stressed out, you know how to take care of it. Or you can visit my website. There are lots of things there that help you take care of it. But you've got to get in touch with how you feel as you're going through this busy month. If you can't target your feelings and know when you're getting overdone, then you're going to get overdone. So I think the one best piece of advice is to sit still in the quiet and know yourself and go forward from there.
I love it. That's a great piece of advice. And also, now you've written more than one book. You have an ebook out, and you've written other books. Can you tell us a little about some of the writings that you've created over the course of the years?
Yeah, I have an ebook called Defeating Burnout, and it is very practical. It's all about how chronic stress affects our bodies, how we manage the stress response, and it describes in detail techniques to use to control stress in your life. Since I went through two episodes of burnout in my life as a working mom, I talk about things that happened to me, the signs and symptoms that I developed, and I talk about the ways that I used to recover. Again, we all use different ways to feel better, to recover, to control our stress. So I wrote this book giving people lots of choices. So they would know how to pick from an array of methods that work to help people recover from burnout. I've also written some blogs about newborn baby cues and late preterm babies, since that's what I did in my working life. As a doctor, I took care of newborn babies. And on my website, I have lots of free resources for parents about conditions that their children get. So I've written quite a bit, not that many books. Defeating Burnout is my most recent ebook, and that's available on my website, but it's going to be on Amazon soon.
Oh, I look forward to that. Now,
Good, thanks.
can you tell some of the pe people some of the services that you provide?
I provide counseling, and there's a contact form on my website. I am a professional speaker. I love speaking to groups, especially working mother groups. I have a newsletter, a weekly newsletter on Substack called Moms Matter. And in that capacity, I have a monthly Q&A to ask me anything. That has been really fun because I didn't really know what to expect, but moms will tune in, it's through Zoom, and ask questions that they have. And maybe they were a little too shy to ask their own pediatrician the question, but they feel like they can ask me since I'm kind of the grandmother pediatrician. But it's been really fun. It's been great. So I am available to talk to people, to visit with people, to give advice if asked for it. And I love to write, and that's what I'm doing.
I love it. I love it. And can you tell everybody the name of your website so they know where to go?
SusanLandersMD.com.
And it, can they find you on any of the social networks? Are you available?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm on Instagram as Dr. Susan Landers, Facebook, Susan Landers MD, LinkedIn, Susan Landers, Blue Sky, the new Blue Sky app. I'm there. I don't post on X much anymore. I think it got a little wacky. But check out the Substack newsletter because there's a free subscription, and moms might really like that, especially the monthly Q&A. They are fun.
Oh my goodness, I love it. I love it. Oh, this has been amazing. Well, Dr. Landers, thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your knowledge. I think it's so important because moms do have a lot on their plate, especially if they're working mothers. It's very hard to balance everything. You're taking care of your kids, you're taking care of a husband or a spouse if they live with you. You're, running a household, and now you got the holidays and you got so much to do before the holidays. And if you're hosting, that's even another one to add on to. So it's really, it's important to really look at different ways that they could, really cope with the holidays and not get so stressed out so they could actually enjoy the holidays and look forward to them and really celebrate them like you do.
Right. It's been a great discussion. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Well, you have a great day. And if I don't talk to you before the holidays, you have a happy holiday too.
I will. I plan to. Thanks, Stacy.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.